Radical Russ here at the Boston Freedom Rally, where I came upon Hemp Connecticut Supports Pediatric Medical Marijuana, and this gentleman is going to tell us a little bit more about it. Tell folks your name and the group that you're with.
Hi, my name is Colin Sowney. I'm with Hemp CT, Hemp Connecticut. We are in support of the Connecticut marijuana legalization for epileptic care. In Connecticut right now, you can't treat children under the age of 18, and it's very difficult in any state when you can't treat your children, because quite honestly, the ones we love are our children, and it's very important that we be able to treat them. In Connecticut right now, there's a bill that's going to be going to the House, hopefully, and everybody needs to be in support of it. I believe it's Bill 1064. We have a front runner, Cindy May, who suffers from Gervais syndrome. Her picture is over here with us. And anything we can do in Connecticut to help get the word out, help legalization of marijuana. We just had legalization of hemp as an agricultural product in Connecticut, which was a great step forward. And we're doing whatever we can in the state of Connecticut to help further this movement.
I'm glad you're doing that. And it's surprising to me that, you know, a lot of people think, well, medical marijuana state, good, we must be helping the kids. Well, no, this is one of the states where under 18, they have no access. So it blows my mind to think that a three-year-old in Utah could get CBD oil, but not in Connecticut.
Yeah, not in Connecticut. It's sad is what it is. It should be criminal. There is no reason that the FDA should have approved the use of OxyContin for children over 11 years old and not recognize that cannabis is an effective treatment for every single other ailment that might be out there. I think that children from birth should be offered some form or another of a cannabinoid product. It's needed to survive every day for some people, and they require it. It's not a choice. It's a necessity for some people. It's amazing that this OxyContin's blown up the way it has, and nobody's answering for that, but yet nobody wants to accept the safe alternative, which is amazing.
That's crazy. All right, so I know a lot of people in my listening audience are going to want to help out with that, people up in Connecticut. How can they help you guys out and learn more?
In Connecticut, the best way you can help right now is to write our legislators, write your senator, go to nonprofit events, shake hands with the people making decisions. Tell them how it's touched your life. Tell them how cancer was defeated using cannabis oil. Tell them how you have a friend with ALS that is not going to die tomorrow because of cannabis oil. Tell everybody you know how this product helps you and the people you love. Because when it comes down to it, it's about the people we love, the people we keep around us, and how many of these people we can keep close to us without watching them suffer. Because suffering can be ended through cannabis. It really can be at this point. It's amazing that these people don't see that.
It is amazing. Thank you for doing the work you're doing. We appreciate it.
Thank you.